B-Pod Studios.
It's technically Monday.
I can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise. You know, just limbering up the cords.
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Showtime!
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to a Monday morning. Did everybody have a decent Father's Day weekend?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Great.
Good,
I mean, good I'm not a dad, but I had a good weekend.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I was informed it wasn't Father's Day weekend. Father's Day was just on Sunday.
Oh.
I wonder who
told you
that.
Tried to pull that stuff on Friday.
That was a good effort on your part.
Yeah, I thought I tried to stretch it out a little.
That was good. I love what your son Sam did for you for
Father's Day. Yeah, I'll tell you all about that.
Okay, we got that coming up for you this morning. Oh, my gosh. We're going to have the Lorna Wally Fashion Report this morning. Granny panties are back. Big
back?
Time. Yep, they're back.
Okay,
back.
Wow.
Back.
That's okay. Fun to know.
I don't want to know what you have to do with that. I'm just
reporting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were taking part in the trend.
25 years ago today, something happened that we all remembered. It's one of those things you remember where you were and what you were doing.
Unless you're 25.
That's right. Unless you're 25. If you're 35 or older, you remember exactly what's going on. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, let me see. We have an ode to the Bruins. Little tune, I think you'll enjoy this morning.
I think there are a lot of disappointed dads that weren't getting Stanley Cup championship gear over the weekend.
Hey,
those roadside little tents that guys set up and like sell sports gear?
Sure.
Yeah. I passed one over the weekend. All Bruins stuff is like Stanley Cup Bruins gear. Very cheap.
Oh.
Wow. I'm like, wow.
Listen, that's good advertising.
That was very sad.
Hey, by the way, speaking of sports memorabilia, Babe Ruth jersey sold over the weekend for $4.5 million.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow. That's a...
You got way too much money if you can spend that kind of money on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got
old shirt.
What are we doing in a dirty laundry?
Well, we're going to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio and what it's like to be one of his girlfriends, what she has to do.
Well,
I mean, we're not going to get
doing
real
in New York
specific.
This weekend?
That's what I was doing in New York this weekend, doing research.
Okay.
Is this why Giselle left?
Yeah. Yes, actually. I do have to tell you about my weekend in New York because I went to this awesome exhibit that was like so much fun. I've never had this much fun in a museum.
No kidding.
Really.
Okay. We got that coming up for
museums
you.
Museums are boring.
Schools out. Shout outs back this morning at 7:10 right here, 105.7 WRR. Plus, win a grand of 60 seconds.
You're
is coming
a real
up
patron
next.
Of the arts.
Yep, she certainly
they
is.
They are.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So how was your Father's Day? Did you get a lot of extra sleep?
Nope.
You didn't, huh?
You know, my son, Sam Bell, 9 years old. Here's how he started my Father's Day. Because really, I wanted to get out on a bike ride, a little training ride
sure.
in Penn, Mass.
You do that early, too, when you go out.
Yeah, but you know, I normally get up really early to do it. So on Father's Day, I'm like, I want to just sleep and then go for a ride whenever I feel like it.
Excellent.
That was, you know... I didn't want to have to get up super early to do it because that wears on you. I had to coach basketball yesterday, so we had a lot of stuff going on. So go to bed Saturday night, stayed up watching an Adam Sandler movie that was awful, and that new one with Jennifer Aniston. Not good.
Not good. Thank you.
6 a.m. My alarm goes off on my phone.
No. Good.
I'm like, what? And I turn it off, and it goes off again, and... 7:15, my alarm goes off. I'm like, what? I'm trying to sleep in. Finally get up. Sam had gotten up on Father's Day at like 5:30 in the morning.
Wow. Yeah.
And I didn't know it, but he came in and set my alarm on my phone for 6 o'clock, 6:15, 7. All these alarms on my phone.
As a joke, or just he wanted to hang out with you?
A Father's Day joke.
He's a little Father's Day joke.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah. Very, couldn't wait to wish me a happy Father's Day.
That's a nice kid.
Wanted me to get up and
be a father.
Yeah. Well,
so I really appreciate it.
You didn't punish him, did you?
No.
Nah, it was pretty funny.
Did you like jokes.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wow, you really got me there, buddy. That's good. Way to go. Daddy's so tired.
That's all right.
Did you get your ride in, though?
Yeah, I got a ride in. Yep. Did 30. My wife got me a big steak.
Excellent.
Oh, from like a local place in West Bridgewater. Yep. That
grow your own beef and all
they,
that stuff.
Yeah, they raised the cattle right there. So I ate a West Bridgewater cow.
Sweet.
It was good.
That's good. Everybody else have a good Father's
you
guys? Day.
Do you have a special meal for Father's Day, Hank?
You know, my dad and I, we always go to Goldthwaite's up in Biddeford Pool.
Oh, yeah?
Where my father grew up going on summer vacation. We sat out there. We had a nice... Well, actually, we stayed indoors because it was raining so hard. Oh. Couldn't see through the fog, but I did enjoy a nice Moxie.
Moxie. Wow. Have to have an ice cold Father's Day, right?
My ice cold Moxie was terrific. That's then we really went awful. Home and we watched a couple episodes of Wicked Tuna.
Did you get a lobster roll or anything up there?
Hey, I mean, yeah.
No, I had a hamburger.
Hamburger?
Yeah, I hate seafood. I don't like it. Except so for weird. Swedish fish.
That's the only one. Okay. 80s and more.
5-7 I didn't want to know what you did, Lauren.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Probably illegal in many states.
Okay, sorry. First of all, I went to a piano recital.
Oh,
it's funny how those always fall on Father's Day weekend.
It's an amazing thing. Yeah.
Somebody you knew?
Yeah, my granddaughter. I just walked in off the street, you know.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing thing because they had 20 people in the recital, and they ranged from age. Get a load of this: 5 to 85.
Oh, wow!
The last person was 85 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he was pretty good.
Wow!
So there you go.
Never too old to learn something.
Okay, so coming up next on the 101 Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So this is pretty amazing. Over the weekend, O.J. Simpson opened up his Twitter account and started tweeting. And here it is Monday morning, and it appears that he's already been hacked. I mean, really hacked. What are you seeing on the...
He hasn't been hacked. There's just a bunch of fake accounts saying...
Oh, these are fake accounts. Yeah. Okay.
The real stuff is disturbing enough.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, disappointing. He already has 600,000 followers.
Already?
Yeah.
600,000?
And the first thing he's sort of talking about is whether or not he slept with Kris Jenner. He denies he ever did, but I don't really care because I mean, you can't prevent people from being on Twitter and you can't prevent people from following him, but it's just a little bit disappointing that he's got 600,000 followers already.
Wow. Well, the amazing thing is, it was on this 25 years ago today. If anybody 35 or older probably undoubtedly remembers it. This is the kind of thing happens. You remember what you're doing, where you were, and all that sort of thing. But the White Bronco chase took place 25 years ago today.
That's wow. 25 years ago?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Remember were they playing that music?
Yeah. Oh, that's way too fast for the Bronco chase.
Yeah, because it was a really slow speed chase.
You know, I was my wedding anniversary is June 25th. It was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
My wife and I were getting ready for our honeymoon. We were up at Jordan Marsh at the Burlington Mall.
Jordan Marsh. Wow.
We were buying ourselves a new TV.
Wow.
So we were in the TV section. Do you remember when TV sections used to have about 50 televisions in the whole section? Yep. They were all on the White Bronco chase.
Absolutely.
All of them. And there probably were 150 people gathered around watching the chase, and then we raced home to watch it on TV.
You know, the amazing thing is 95 million Americans watched that.
I did.
That was a time. Now, those are almost Super Bowl numbers.
Yeah.
And that was at a time before we had, we didn't have smartphones.
Right.
It was all word of mouth. Cell phones were still actually considered car phones and a luxury.
Hey, I was in Medford, actually. I was in Medford at this guy's apartment making him lobster dinner, and he was at work, and I was watching it on his television. I'll never forget. It was crazy. And it was like you couldn't – now you'd just be texting everybody, but it was just kind of like a thing you did sort of alone.
What lobster dinner were you making?
Right.
Was it a Thermidor? Was it a boiled lobster?
It was a boiled lobster. Oh, okay. It was a boiled lobster dinner.
What was his name?
Not Dave.
Not Dave.
Not Dave. Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember him. Not Dave. Yeah, that's the guy. Okay, and by the way, speaking of sports, sort of, Hank.
Hey, Sox scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th. They've won 5 straight. They held on. They beat Baltimore 8-6 yesterday. Complete the 4-game sweep. Rafael Devers, Marco Hernandez both homered. Mookie, 3 hits, 2 RBIs, coming alive. Sox and Minnesota tonight. They're their best team in the league, though. Rick Porcello gets the start. Sox only 5.5 games out of first place.
I know, it's hard to believe it.
That's weird. NBA draft is this Thursday. Celts have 3 picks in the first round, 14, 20, and 22. And you can forget about Anthony Davis coming to the Celtics, traded from the Pelicans to the Lakers over the weekend. NHL draft Friday. Bruins picked 24th in the first round. Big Poppy, the update, still in intensive care at Mass General a week after he was shot in the back. Dominican Republic prosecutors, though, say they will reveal a motive at some point this week. 10 people under arrest. Gary Woodland won his first major, taking the U.S. Open by three shots at Pebble Beach. And the U.S. women, 2-0 in World Cup soccer play. They beat Chile. Is it Chile or is it Chile?
Chile.
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 I don't know.
They won 3-0.
It used to be Chile.
Yep. That's a good sport.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, let me get this straight. You went out to New York this weekend to pick up a little culture.
Yeah, it's very rare that I do that because really? I feel like I get slightly bored. I get museum weary.
I see.
And I don't think I'm alone here. You know, because when you go to like big cities, you go to a big museum and you bite off more than you can chew. Because like how many like paintings can you look at without like, okay, all right, Botticelli, awesome. So I get a little bored and you know, and people get a little testy. But this weekend I took a chance and I took Lucy, which is really scary because kids and museums don't mix.
I would never bring my children to a museum.
Right, I know, but this was great. We went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is featured in The Devil Wears Prada, and also in Oceans 12 or 13 with all the ladies.
Yeah.
And we went to see this new exhibit called Play It Loud, and it's the musical instruments for rock and roll. And it's, I was like, this looks fun.
Wow.
This could be cool.
Okay, this sounds
Dave
very interesting.
Dave loves guitars. Yeah. Lucy likes music. And I'm like, let's go. So it was really cool. It's this. It's a slightly small exhibit with more than 185 pieces of memorabilia.
Wow.
Including. And it was just really, the way that it's displayed, they're all hung up, these guitars, and Prince's Prince's guitars, Prince's some of his costumes,
really?
Lady Gaga's awesome piano that like is like it looks like a spaceship that was there.
Oh, they didn't have the meat dress though, did they?
No meat dress. Yeah, no, that's spoiled.
Refrigerated section.
Jerry Lee Lewis's piano, Elvis's Martin D8, where he used in the 55 Sun Studios recordings.
Do they have any of like the music playing?
Or yes,
what's,
that's
how
the
is
cool
they
part.
Really?
Okay. You walk in and they have a curated sort of playlist in each portion of the exhibit that you walk through. So initially, you know, you've got some Elvis, some Beatles and things like that, and then you've got some Clapton and Eddie Van Halen and Joan Jett and things like that. So it's really, and best of all,
really,
there's a part of the exhibit that's just one giant big movie screen, and there's a place to sit. Unheard of.
Oh, that's
museums.
The greatest.
Unheard
okay
of.
So what are they showing on the movie screen?
They show Joan Jett play, they show Eddie Van Halen, they show Eric
really?
Clapton, they show the Beatles. They just sort of do this you know, kind of like 10, not even 5 minute montage of all these artists.
And it's
using
a running loop.
Yep,
were you surprised
loop
by anything you saw? Like, oh my God, that looks like a basic guitar. Or wow, look at the graphics on that guitar.
I mean, all the things. I really liked seeing the drum set from the Beatles right there. That was really cool.
Like
I
the
liked,
drum set,
yeah, the
right?
Drum
it was
set
the actual,
they, yeah,
that
Ringo
like
Starr,
the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles with the drop T and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And then I really liked seeing the acoustic guitar that Eric Clapton used in the MTV Unplugged sessions.
Oh,
that
when he
was
did the Layla yes. acoustic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And Eddie Van Halen's Frankenstein. Remember that
yeah,
guitar?
Yeah, yeah.
And you learn, like, he pieced it together from modified factory stuff and mismatched odd lot parts and then spray painted it. And it's just...
He did that himself?
Yeah, he did that himself.
No kidding.
So each instrument has an... a description next to it, and it was really, I didn't read a lot of it because you know that's like
reading.
But it was real. It was just
I like the picture of your the prince.
Yeah,
the symbol guitar.
He had a guitar.
Oh.
In the symbol,
the
of,
unpronounceable symbol
yes.
for a name, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. Like actually, you can go on our Facebook page and our Instagram and check out a couple. I'll put some more up too because I have a ton of pictures. I just couldn't post them. And we also, by the way, saw Camp, which was the Anna Wintour. Collection. It's like it's
it was all
fashion.
Devil Wear Prada.
It was
Prada for your
so that was really cool because I saw my favorite things I saw. A dress that Cher wore, all sequins, Bob Mackie. I saw an outfit that Liberace wore.
Oh, probably a lot of sequins on that, too.
So many sequins, even a wig sequins. And the best part is I saw the swan dress that Bjork wore. Remember,
oh, really?
To the Oscars? Or the,
get
yes,
out.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool to see.
When does the Croc exhibit at the Met start? Is that July or August?
I'm not
August.
Sure, but I will let you know.
August.
I'm
yeah.
a museum person now. So yes. I will let you know.
Thank
so
you.
Culture.
You bet.
Wow.
It's the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are playing a round of golf at the Bangor Country Club when Ephus hits his drive out of bounds into an adjoining yard. When he walks into the yard to retrieve his ball, we hear,
"Hey, what do you think you're doing? Don't you see the sign says private property, no trespassing?"
"Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see the sign, but that's my golf ball. Can I have it back?"
"No, it's my ball now. It's in my yard."
Ephus then turns, leaves the yard, walks back to Lem, and we hear,
"Boy, can you believe that guy?"
"Well, what's the matter?"
"Well, he wouldn't give me my ball back."
"Well, give me a ball."
"Okay."
Lem then takes the ball back to the yard and drops it at the man's feet, and we hear,
"What do you think you're doing?" "Well, I figure if you're going to be a you ought to have two balls."
Join us again soon for an exciting episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays. 80s and more.
All day.
And night.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies, this is extremely important because this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show Lingerie Fashion Report. For those of you who count on us for your fashion information. So there's a big...
I can't believe that you're going to do this.
I want to know who those people are.
Yeah. So the biggest trend in ladies' undergarments now... Yes, okay. ...is the comeback of the granny panty.
Yes, she's trading G-strings for granny panties. Thank God.
G is for granny.
Yep. So. Coverage, full coverage, that's important. All the way up to your belly button.
Like... really waist
high.
Yes,
yeah,
waist high kind mm-hmm. of thing here. So that was popular, what, in the 1950s or something like that?
You tell me, sir.
That would be my guess.
Oh, really? Okay.
So anyway, they're going back to that. And some of the, like Rihanna's doing this now.
Yeah,
and
Kim Kardashian. Rihanna has her own lingerie line. It's Fenty, Savage. Times Fenty or Fenty. I have her lip gloss, by the way.
Savage Granny Panties.
Last summer, like Taylor Swift was doing that high-waisted bathing suit thing.
The high-waisted bikini is kind of nice. It's sweet. It's a very like 50s looking thing.
Are women excited about this?
Is this good or is this bad?
You know, it depends on what you're wearing. I think, you know, sometimes it's nice to like not have to fuss with like a pair of underpants that is not working with the outfit of choice.
Well, see... Now, I understand that the thong is gone now. It's pretty much...
No, it's not gone.
It's not gone?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay.
Thank God.
The thong was around... that came out to fight the VPL, right?
What?
The visible panty line.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you...
Hey, come on. I'm talking fashion. I'm talking fashion here. Keep
I
up
think
with
so,
me.
But the thing is the thong is that you have the whale tail, and that was one of those things where you'd see the outline of the thong in the underpants, and then just things got a little bit crazy. I mean, I remember when that... I mean, I worked at a newspaper, and that trend was just very distracting.
And
to
they
a lot
don't
of
look they don't look comfortable, those thongs.
The thong,
no,
I don't know,
but the granny panties do. I mean, they're cute. Like they're.
Do they have a granny thong?
Oh God,
no, they don't.
No, they don't. Okay, just checking.
Guess it depends on your granny.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point. Excellent point on your part.
This is getting very creepy.
This is getting really weird. No offense to grannies out there, but anyway, just it's a kind of good news for people who feel comfortable with more coverage.
Like your friends, would they be rushing out to buy these?
No,
they wouldn't.
No, probably not.
No.
I mean, no.
I'm just asking.
They're gonna try to fancy them up. They're gonna have a lot of lace on them. I just thought you might want to know that.
Right. Yeah. That's what Rihanna's gonna do. I'm just gonna leave the granny panties to the youngins and the grannies. The in between, you can do whatever you want.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. So now you know.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Underwear talk
show. Sponsored by Horizon.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here we go. Okay.
Coming up, Prince Harry and Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo comes clean on her three marriages, whatever happened to the kid from The Shining, but first, the first rule of dating, Leonardo DiCaprio. Don't talk about dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
There's this cool article in Vox.com, and it's called Extremely Blonde and Disturbingly Young, The Anatomy of a Leonardo DiCaprio Relationship.
Extremely Blonde and Disturbingly
so
Young?
Really?
How old is he now?
He is 44 years old, and he has never dated anybody over 25 years old in all of his life.
Really?
He started
it's starting
dating
to
models.
Get weirder now.
Yeah, it's,
you know.
he started dating models when he was 24, and first one was Giselle. She was 18, and when she turned 23, they broke up. Then Bar Raffelli, he dated her from 20 to 25. And then Blake Lively, just she was 23. Erin Heatherston, model, 22. Tony Garn, 20. Kelly Rohrbach, 21, who just married somebody like a Walmart heir. Nina Agdal, she was 25. Anyway, his latest one, she's 20. She's 20 years old.
So she's got 4 years to go.
She's got 4 years to five
okay.
years.
Shelf life.
Yeah, yeah, shelf life. But anyway,
he's got a type.
He's got a type. They're usually blonde. He goes in. He has a mode. Like, he goes to Cannes, and he usually goes and finds a bunch of models, and then he plucks one out of obscurity or not so much obscurity.
Is Bar Raffelli, is that Marky Mark's wife?
No. Nope. No. I don't know who she's married to now. Or if she's married at all. But no one is allowed to talk about dating him.
Really?
He has them sign NDAs. And that...
Wow.
Yeah. And so you can't discuss it at all. In fact,
a dating prenup?
Basically.
Wow.
And so once he was dating a model and he had a party for her and she posted a couple of pictures on Instagram and he made her take them down and then he broke up with her soon afterwards. And I guess that, like, it's just a lot in the document. And then in the press, they don't even ask him about his relationships anymore. It's like he just won't discuss it. And I guess if you do talk about it, the only person who's ever really talked about it, dating him, was Giselle. And that was 14 years after the fact. And she is very wealthy and very powerful. Right. So, like, she has that. So she doesn't care. And she said she broke up with Leo because she decided to cut back on partying to cope with her anxiety. No longer numbing myself with smoking, drinking, and too much work, I was becoming more and more aware of the things I'd chosen not to look at. Was I alone and wanting to do some serious soul searching while he stayed the same? In the end, unfortunately, the answer was yes. So dating Leonardo DiCaprio is a fascinating situation.
That's really amazing.
I know. Anyway, you can I'll post... the whole article on WROR.com because it is a long read, but it is a fascinating
read. Do you suppose all of them, one of these days, all of them get together and decide to write a book?
Right.
That could be pretty good.
It would be really interesting. Oh, the stories they could tell. Anyway, all right, J-Lo, coming clean in her three marriages. So she's engaged to Alex Rodriguez. They're going to get married maybe next year or the year afterwards. That ring is $1.8 million, by the way. But she was talking about being married, and she said she was married to Mark Anthony for 10 years, with the kids. She was also married to Ohani Noah from 97 to 98 and then Chris Judd from 2001 to 2002. She was engaged to Ben Affleck, but they broke up. She said that she did it because she was sort of lonely. It seems like in this life, you're always surrounded by people. You're never lonely, like being a famous person. But it is very lonely, and you always want somebody with you, somebody. So I felt if I got married, I would always have somebody. But that's not how life works. That's not how it goes. It's a bad reason to get married. Not the right one, the wrong one. The right one is when you find someone who really makes you better. And apparently,
who's real honest, has never done anything dishonest in his life, marry him. Oh, my God.
Hank hates him.
A fraud.
I guess
really
so,
hates him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe this is it.
He's not a good guy. I wish them well.
Okay. Prince Harry.
The
did
best.
You know? Tried to hit up Jennifer Aniston after she posed topless on GQ.
Well, she's a lot older than he is, isn't she?
He was 24 and she was 40.
Yeah.
And he apparently told friends that she was princess material and he started texting her, but she was 40 and she didn't want to mess with them. She was aware of Harry's crush but didn't want to lead him on because of the age difference.
Well, she could have pulled a Leo.
I looked at that. I know, really. I looked at that GQ cover. Yeah, that was a good cover.
Yeah, I would have really tried to text her, too, but didn't have her number. That's the good thing about being a prince, I
guess. That's right. Prince usually get the number he wants, you know?
The kid from The Shining, remember? Danny Torrance.
Yeah, the kid from The Shining.
Where is he now? Well, Dr. Sleep is the sequel to The Shining, and it's now a movie starring Ewan McGregor, and it's coming out in the fall. The trailer features clips of Danny Torrance from The Shining, the original Shining.
The original Shining.
Which makes you think, whatever happened to Danny Torrance? Well, his name is Danny Lloyd, and he's 46, and he's a biology professor at a community college in Kentucky.
Get out.
He doesn't like his students to know about his past because it can create a distraction in the classroom. No kidding,
right?
Really?
We're writing murder on the
on the mirror.
Now that's a distraction.
We got a haircut.
Wally Show. Wow. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Now, we have a player standing by on the line right now. LBF has already concocted all of her questions this morning. And you feel like you've done a pretty good job of getting the right questions here, right? You're going to be able to stump her this morning, LB?
I think it's a fair situation.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and meet our contestant this morning. Our player is from Hanson, Massachusetts. Annie Averill is her name, and she's... Let me get this straight. Annie, are you taking your kids off to camp right now?
I will be right after this trivia.
Right
contest.
After you win $1,000?
Okay.
I certainly hope so.
Boy, you're wasting no time, man. Out of school, boom, off to camp. Out of here.
Right?
Hey, don't disappoint them. You don't want the kids going to camp going, wow, my mom's so dumb.
Oh, my God.
I'm counting on you, Annie.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed.
Annie, we have supreme confidence in you. Are you ready this morning?
Thank you. I'm ready.
Okay, LBF is going to give you these 10
Please
rather difficult.
I'm going to try. See, they're easy for some. It's something you have to have this sort of.
You just never know what the the category. It all depends on what the category is.
Okay.
So 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. You ready to go?
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 10 divided by 2?
5.
What's the capital of Vermont?
Yes.
In what city is Encore Resort and Casino located?
Encore. Everett.
Who is engaged to Alex Rodriguez?
Celebrities. Pass.
Where is the home of the Whopper?
Burger King.
How many ounces in a pound?
16.
Jack Nicholson played Jack Torrance in this movie.
Jack Nicholson plays. Keyboard?
The MMR vaccine immunizes against what three illnesses?
I thought you said these would be easy.
Time has expired. Isn't it amazing how fast the time goes and how much tougher they are when you're actually playing the game?
I feel like the biggest idiot. You know, I did have a BS in college.
No, that's okay.
No.
You just didn't watch enough television. That's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing. We'll review for you, okay?
You played that game like total BS, too.
Go ahead. Fire away, LB. Tell her what you missed and why she missed it.
Okay. The capital of Vermont is Montpelier. Jennifer Lopez is engaged to Alex Rodriguez. Jack Nicholson played Jack Torrance in The Shining. And the MMR vaccine immunizes against measles, mumps, and rubella.
You know what? You got half of what we got to.
That's right.
Eight. Yes, you got four of them right. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Now listen,
not bad at all.
Plus, you'd only be in summer school for 2 months if that was high school.
We have a great prize for you, a consolation prize here, a $100 Disney gift card.
Ooh.
Plus, that means you're qualified for the grand prize, which is a four-night Disney cruise line vacation. That's like three vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, and more magic on a Disney cruise vacation.
Guys, it was wicked fun. It was wicked fun in my
It was a good time.
Vernacular.
No, you did. You did a great job. Thank you very much for playing. Hope the kids have a great time at camp. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, hon.
You
have a good summer.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Well, so you want to play this game? You think you can win it? You got to enter. Log on to WRR.com. You could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. The temperature in Boston is up to 68 degrees. Today's high is going to be about 72 in the city. The sun will shine. It's going to be warmer than that inland. And let's all go to the park.
You know, this is great because Martin's Park opened up in Boston this weekend, and it's for Martin Richard, who died in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. He was eight years old, and his dad, Bill, said he didn't, when they came up with the plan for this park, he said he didn't want the park to be a memorial. He wanted to have it be a loud, boisterous, fun place.
Fun.
And that is. Yeah. It is gorgeous. It's right in the Seaport District, right by the Children's Museum at Four Point. And it's got a big boat, and then it's got a bridge to go to the other part of the park. And it's an inclusive park for kids with disabilities. So it's really for everybody, and it's right on the water. And his sister, Martin's sister, Jane, who lost a leg in the Boston Marathon bombings, she got up and sang Pink's. Well, it's from The Greatest Showman, A Million Dreams.
Oh,
and
I love
that. It was just a really great, beautiful day with a really great, beautiful park. And you know, I think that everyone should go visit it at some point this summer because so much went into it. And it's really just, it's gorgeous and fun and inclusive and really says a lot about the city.
What a strong family. Just a remarkable
unbelievably
family.
Strong, Hank. Unbelievable.
Really, really, really remarkable.
That park does say a lot about the city, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so it's... I'm just really excited for it to see. I saw it, and I would be in the city, and I'm like, "That's where the park's going to be." And I saw it sort of come to fruition.
It came to life, really.
Yeah. I feel like they grew up. How long did it take? 3 years?
At least.
Like
it may have been four because you know they had to design and all that stuff. But it's really a cool place.
I can't wait to take Lucy and take my nieces and nephews from New York City because. Well, they are in New York City, and they think that my backyard is a park, but I'm going to show them a really good one.
the cement jungle, you know.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we have a special report this morning on...
Squirrel!
That's right, squirrels.
Squirrel!
Okay, have you noticed you have a lot of squirrels this year, or is it just me?
It's just you, because I have a lot of chipmunks.
You have Okay, I got both.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that the squirrels that I have in my house are extremely large and really kind of...
You're so judgy, even when it comes to squirrels.
Wow. Well, you know, you usually see you see a certain squirrel and you expect, okay, that's pretty much the standard. But these squirrels seem to be like...
Zaftig?
They're big. Big squirrels.
Big-boned, roomy about the hips.
Big-boned, big-boned squirrels. And they're not as... They're
all
not
the
as,
better to eat.
They're not as, that's true. They're not as quick as they have been in the past. And so I think I finally figured this out.
Are you keeping time trials on your squirrels?
So I had I got these two big planters, big planter pots on my front porch. See?
Yep.
And so I planted begonias in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I got begonias all over the place, you know. And so the past few days, I come out and I see there's dirt scattered all around the porch around the begonias.
Okay. And so, I have a theory. Go ahead.
You have a theory? Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking, somebody's been eating my begonias. And so then, I kind of examine the begonias. I don't see any damage, and I'm trying to figure it out. And so then, over the weekend, I step out the door pretty quickly, and bingo, there's a squirrel. In my begonias, and I finally figured out
begonia.
The squirrel.
Happy Father's Day.
Squirrel. The squirrel has been burying his nuts in my begonias.
What?
Really?
So much.
You live in Westwood, so they're probably like cashews and more expensive nuts or macadamia.
You know, the nuts he picks up off the trees and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, well, okay, this is either an extreme. This has got to be a really, really lazy squirrel because you know the potting. Flowers. It's really easy to dig in there. And I think, no, either he's really, really a lazy squirrel or he's really a smart squirrel.
You know what it is, Lauren?
What is it?
You don't have a dog anymore. So your squirrels are getting lazy because your dog Teddy used to chase those squirrels like crazy.
And he could catch them, too.
Yeah. So they had to be quick. Now they're fat and lazy.
I guess I'm going to have to arm myself.
I think it's time for another dog.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the tip. I think he's a smart squirrel because I'm thinking he's thinking, why would I just go all bury these things willy-nilly when I can have this one spot where I can bury them all? And no?
You know, you can be smart and lazy.
Oh, thank you.
Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So, we've been telling you about the big karaoke night we're going to be having. It's a week from this Thursday night. It's going to be up the Kowloon. Our first ever official Lauren and Wally Show 80s Kowloon karaoke night. And somebody is going to walk away from there with a $1,000 grand prize for being the best karaoke singer.
And everyone else will have a great feeling of supporting our Pan Mass Challenge team to come and watch all these fine performances.
And everyone else will walk away full.
Yeah. We got a buffet. And the entries are rolling in. And I think tomorrow morning we might want to start maybe auditioning.
Yeah.
Some of these,
oh, yes.
We only want the best.
People. I'll play J-Lo. Yeah.
Okay. Because we've got some good entries here, like Amy Willis here. She wants to sing Separate Ways by Journey. So we've had people put in what their song would be. We've got some Journey. I like this guy, Tom Brinell. He wants to sing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna
Rick Roll Us.
Maybe they could have the special, like the Rick Roll Egg Roll.
There you go. See?
At the Kowloon.
Yeah. So there's some good entries we're getting. So it's still time to enter to perform, and then you can just get your tickets and come and watch.
Just come and party.
You got to have a ticket to go. You know, you got to have a ticket to get in, and everything goes directly to support the Pan Mass Challenge. And you know how great that is. And by the way, we'll be riding in the Pan Mass Challenge. We're going to need your help on this. The goal this year is $60 million. That's right, $60 million.
And we should raise probably 50 of that at our karaoke.
Yep. Sure, I'm sure, at least.
But no, it should be a good time, and you know, just come and watch people.
Make fools of themselves. I'm sorry, sing great songs.
They're going to be great.
Because LBF is going to sing. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm not sure that's happening.
What amount of a donation would that take?
Would you bring Dave with you?
I'll throw in 50.
I'll throw in 50 also.
If people could throw in some money, maybe I'll get up and do something. And the biggest bidder
Is Dave?
I think I'm going to try to make him.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be special. Lady Gaga thing.
Oh, yes, our very special Lady Gaga duet.
Yeah, you can do that, okay?
Just like the Oscars.
Hey, please do come and join us because it's such a worthy cause, and it will be. And by the way, if you're going to be singing, we would suggest you have as many of your friends come with you as possible to moral support and
root on. Right, because audience participation
it'll be a good time.
Make all the noise. It lends to
And, of course, you know how Kowloon's is. The food's going to be spectacular. So join us. Log on to WRR.com. It's a week from this Thursday night. Got it?
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, Hank, update. How are we doing out there?
I
right
wish
now?
They had a Jordache big and tall collection of jeans. Those would be spectacular
those
from the 80s
those
karaoke.
Would really be good.
Maybe some parachute pants.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.